This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at
97.3. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Hello, Monday. Well, the good news is we have Disneyland tickets all week long. Here we go. Let's get this thing rolling. Every hour all day. 7:05 in the morning till 6:05 in Jane's show. Right now, take the word celebrate. C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E. Celebrate is this hour's code word. Text that to our contest line 20357. You'll be entered to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll be in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation, which includes a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is celebrate. Our contest line, once again, is 20357. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Yesterday, as John and I were sitting in our delightful hot tub, I recalled your story about relaxing. You did it, I don't know, Thursday or Friday of last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we are so lucky. We are relaxing. We took the steps that were necessary. And we were helped by Creative Energy. You can save big on a hot spring spa, a Tylo sauna, or even a cold plunge. Everything you need to relax, recharge, and make the most of the final days of summer. I'm actually looking forward to it getting cooler.
Me too.
That it's like freezing cold outside when I jump in my hot tub.
Well, speaking of, my neighbor has a cold plunge. And the feeling after using one of those, because inflammation's real, especially as you age. And it's killer. It's real. So I don't know how many people would be willing to, but look into it if that's something that you...
You've got room, get them all.
Cold plunge is killer.
Visit, offer info, visit creativeenergy.com. Okay, first I want to tell you, we talked about this a few weeks back, and I did put the trailer up again at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, but the series premiere of Are You My First? Is tonight on ABC and Hulu. It's a dating experience where a group of sexy single virgins are sent to a tropical paradise and they do romantic dates and revealing challenges. Just see where things lead. These are all people who I guess are looking to lose their virginity. Yes, Vinny, your hand is
up. Do you believe for one second that any one of the people there are actual virgins?
Sure.
I don't.
How come?
I would need to watch it, and I probably won't, but I would need to see that to believe that they're, that someone's willing to, they would have to be.
To lose it on TV.
It seems to me like you'd have to be such a weird mix. First of all, if you haven't had sex yet, then you've been either unable because you're socially awkward or very, very anxious. Something has
stopped
it from happening, mm-hmm. right?
Religion,
which again, that so if you've held off because of you're not going to go do it on TV. Like, we're going to do this in front of everyone?
Well, there are so many people. I'm sure they combed through the Americans that are participating.
Well, I guess you have to watch and text us and let us know if it's believable. Because to me, in theory, it's not believable at all.
You know, I see where you're.
And people will do
might think
anything
that
to be on TV.
I want to go viral.
Right. They're, you know what's off.
Right. My sister, though, was, she was a late virgin, like not super late, like 24-ish or something. But it got to the point where she was so desperate to get rid of it that she told a few people, like, look, just, and people refused her. Like, I'm not taking anybody's virginity. Like, she more than once was turned down for that.
I would have happily done that.
Yeah.
I've never.
She just ran into the wrong guys, I guess.
I have never in my life been with a virgin.
I believe that her husband, her current husband, because they dated in college and then didn't and weren't dating. I believe he's one of the people who was like, you're marriage material. I am not. And I am in college mm-hmm. and having fun. I'm not going to be that guy for you.
I would have thought, or you might think that my first would have been with me as a virgin, but she had and was happy to tell me, I'll show you what to do.
Oh.
And then I had my own ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
she was like, what's happening? Am I in a porn? Five different positions?
I just didn't. I had, you know.
I got to do this and ideas. This and this and this.
Right. And I'd really wanted to for a long time. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. At age 15, I mean, it must have been forever.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Been trying.
All right. Anyway, that's on ABC tonight. And take a look. See if you believe that these people are virgins or not. PETA. Look, I actually respect PETA. I don't believe you should be tossing ketchup on people. But animal protections, we don't need to wear fur. We don't need, like, okay. It's fine. I agree. We shouldn't be testing on animals. Like there's plenty to agree with there. And I even liked some of those puns. Remember there, don't feed a fed horse and feed two birds with one scone or something.
There are some ugly sayings in the world. I've never liked, and I still hear it and I just cringe and think, you know, there's other ways to say that. The whole, there's a million ways to skin a cat. Like,
right.
Who skins a cat?
Right.
Why is that even a saying?
Right.
What a
why not
dumb
skin a rabbit or
say
you know,
anything.
Something that who's using cat skin for stuff?
Yuck.
Yeah.
So, no, yes, on that sayings list, yes, I like that they had some suggestions. And
yeah. I mean, in theory, I'm with you, PETA. I feel like, okay. And I get that they every now and then need to get themselves into the news. So you tell me, all right?
Well, here's what I'll say real quick. If I have the option to buy a product that says it hasn't tested on animals, I will take that product and try it.
Right.
If it's garbage, that's, you know, I try.
Cruelty-free is a, it's, that's, it, yes, try.
I do try always to support. Like my shave cream doesn't need to be put in the eye of a bunny
over and over
to decide
and over
whether
again,
or not it's going to help me shave my hair on my face.
Right. Don't get it in your eye though. Either way.
Well, I mean, I'm not shaving my eyes. Yeah, my eyelids, I need them.
Yeah.
I mean, my eyelashes, I should say.
PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, they are not shy about picking battles. This one's silly. Their latest target is Mario Kart. It's not about weaponizing turtles. Well, at least not yet. I mean, I guess apparently that's a thing on there. I don't really know that much about Mario Kart. I know it's a video game. That's all I know.
You run over these question mark boxes and you get a special tool that helps you do better in the game. And a lot of them are turtle shells that you throw at people.
Oh,
I'm guessing that's where this is going.
Well, they're actually not talking about this. Apparently, there is a new Moo Moo cow.
Okay.
And this cow, so PETA writes
Moo Moo Meadows.
Yes, and apparently in the past, this has
The cows get in your way on the street. It's so annoying.
So they've apparently been in the game for something like 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
These cows. Now there's a playable one. So you can be the cow.
Okay.
Apparently. It sounds like. I don't really know. So, Moo Meadows, huh? This cow has a nose ring. Now, bulls have a ring. And they use it to control the bull. And, you know, maybe there's other reasons to have a ring. But it would be painful and the animal would not know why it had the ring. And it's okay. If we're talking about a cartoon cow here. PETA said, we heard, H-E-R-D, there's a new star in Mario Kart world, cow. She's already winning hearts everywhere, including ours. But the brass ring in her nose, would you please show empathy and remove the nose ring? And they are saying here that these nose rings, I guess there are a few other purposes for them. Weaning young cattle to discourage suckling. Also as a way of controlling bulls. But in that case, they're saying they can be held or pulled by hand or connected to a rope or a bull staff, which sounds like you never seen those dog poles where they, you know, it's like a leash, but it's super stiff and they loop it around a dog's neck. Like if they're trying to control a dog or.
Oh yeah. 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 That's what a dog catcher uses though. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
But apparently that's the thing. Okay. So here's we're looking at some pictures of this playable character. It is a cow. It does have a ring through its nose. It's large. It's a large ring. I don't know if I even would have noticed it if I was playing, but PETA definitely did. And that seems to be PETA's big gripe, that the rings may be painful to insert and even inflict even more pain and discomfort when used to control the animal. The cow in Mario Kart is animated. It's not real. PETA's trying to make a symbolic point, but the timing is strange. They actually say that Mario Kart World Cow! Just came out in June. The Moo Moo cows have been represented the same way with the ring for almost 30 years, dating back to Nintendo 64 days. They're usually in the background, but now you can play them. Nintendo hasn't responded. They probably won't. PETA has previously shared other grievances in the video game world with Animal Crossing, Pal World, and Hunting Simulator 2, obviously. One online commenter said, how do they know the cow didn't go to a body piercing place to get it? The damn thing knows how to drive, so it's not like this is out of the realm of possibilities.
Yeah, or it's a cow that's won its freedom. It used to be oppressed and pulled around by its nose ring, and it's free now, and it's a racing cow, and it looks cool as heck. PETA.
Has a bell, too. That's, I get it. They haven't heard PETA's name in a while.
Listen, I'm.
Yeah, what are your thoughts? Tell me.
I despise cruelty to animals. Mm. I hate it. It's the thing that hurts my heart most because we're supposed to be better than that as humans. Like how we care for the things beneath us or the things that can't care for themselves says a lot about who we are as people and as a society. So I hate that crap. Hate it. And I'm not even above talking about dumb crap, by the way, but this is dumb. And I mean, come on, Peter.
Right.
Find something to do.
I think that just trying to get into pop culture is the goal here. Because truly, like, think about, you know, people don't want to think about, like, what cows go through on a daily basis between milk and machines that they're hooked up to and hormones and everything else. Like, there's plenty of, like, farming animals is fully happening
and we're understand. Eating them. And I try not to think about that because I partake as most people do.
Yep.
But I drive by farms almost daily over on the coast and you see cows right there in the pastures chilling and they look happy, just kicking it with a view of the ocean. And I think, man, life is good.
They except look out at the ocean like, wow, we are such lucky cows.
I think that
like,
they have really pretty style in lives as cows go until they meet their
maker
purpose. And that's unfortunate. I don't like it.
All right. Well, PETA, good luck with your campaign. I personally don't care if the thing has a ring or not. So maybe I should, it's like me with a fur coat. Like, I'm not going to buy a fur coat. So I'm totally down with not having those anymore. So if you want to take the ring, I'm not going to fight about it. Fine with it. Let's talk about Quentin Tarantino.
I'm a fan.
Quentin Tarantino has
of said, his work, I should say.
Yes. Yeah. He says, I'm going to make 10 movies. The ones that he writes. And now he has made 10 movies. But he counts Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2 as one movie, even though they came out at different times.
And so
he has one movie left.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Supposed to be a movie. It's actually funny. There's a funny quote from him about this. He was going to make for a minute there. We were hearing about a movie called The Movie Critic.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, let's see, because I don't know what the last movie will be. At one point, it was going to be The Movie Critic. He says, every Tarantino title promises so much except The Movie Critic. Who wants to see a movie about an effing movie critic? I thought, you know what? That you're right.
He's not right because a good movie, I already said this. I watched a movie about chess. And if you told me there's a movie about or a show about chess, you're going to love it. I would have said, you're an idiot.
Mm.
No one's going to watch a show about chess. And yet, The Queen's Gambit's great.
Yeah. Limited series.
And that's why I think this ping pong movie has a chance with your boyfriend in it.
Yeah.
And that's why this movie critic could have been great too. But okay, if he has said this doesn't meet the bar that I've set, then I'll trust him on that. Tarantino, I mean.
Yes. So he named his favorite movie, his best movie, and the movie nobody else could have made. So I'm going to tell you his movies.
Of his that he's talking about. Okay.
His movies. So he went through the whole thing. Here, this one is my favorite one I've ever made. This one I think is my best one. It's my masterpiece. And then nobody else could have made this movie. So here are Quentin Tarantino's movies. In 92, Reservoir Dogs, then Pulp Fiction in 94, Jackie Brown in 97, Kill Bill Volume 1 in 03, Kill Bill Volume 2 in 04, Death Proof, which was released as part of the Grindhouse. It was like a double feature with Robert Rodriguez's Planet Terror. I don't think I saw that.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. And they apparently run together.
I'm surprised it counts because it is a joint.
That's what I was thinking. I wonder if he could actually say, well, technically, you know, that was just, I was like half a movie. Is that the one where there was a bunch of trailers, fake trailers for fake movies that ran between the two, and then they wound up taking at least one of those and making an actual movie
Machete
out of it?
Machete was one of the things that came out of that. I don't know if that became a feature film or not.
I believe it did. Okay. That sounds right.
I didn't see those, though, so I'm surprised that counts.
So Inglourious Basterds in 09, Django Unchained in 2012. I can't believe it was that long ago. The Hateful Eight in 2015, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood in 2019. So which one is his favorite that he's ever made? We'll start with that. Which one's his favorite? I'm gonna give 2 points if you guys nail it.
I'm going to just say that my favorite, and whether that's his or not, I don't know or care.
Okay.
Pulp Fiction is his best film.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That is his favorite movie that he's ever made.
I did love that too.
I bet he loved turning L.A. into the L.A. of old Hollywood.
There are scenes all throughout that. When I watched that and I remembered you saying that movie was garbage and I couldn't get out of there fast enough. As I'm watching it, I'm going, we must have seen different movies. It's so good. And I love, as a radio person, they have the old tapes of old radio shows that are playing as he's driving down the road. I think it's The Real Don Steele, which I don't even know. I never listened to the guy, but I'm going, that's an old radio show that he's got playing while this guy, you didn't get off on that at all?
I liked that. It was, I liked the movie. In the end, years later, because of Bob's Movie Club, I wound up watching the whole thing because I made it like halfway through on the first go round. And while I will say that there are definitely great moments in that, it is down at the bottom of my list of faves. From
okay.
him. But that is his favorite. He Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is my favorite. What is his best movie? What is his masterpiece?
Inglourious Basterds.
Interesting. Now, see, that's the one that I thought of when she said the movie no one else could have made. Because it's so... And Django is also very sketchy, touchy subject. Like, you got to be careful and you got to be have thick enough skin to say, I'm doing this and I'm going to deal with whatever comes. So I wouldn't have said Inglourious.
Which one did he consider his best?
Pulp Fiction again.
Oh, I'm with you. It's Inglourious Basterds. Oh! How the hell are you doing this? Did you read this story?
No, but I love Quentin.
Damn.
Love him.
She's got 4 points. I was going to get, I figured there's no way anybody nails any of these. Because I know what they are. I was like, oh, I wouldn't have picked those. All right. And what is the movie that no one else could have made?
Django.
It's Kill Bill.
That's also.
Is that because of the obsession with what kind of martial arts?
Yes.
Yeah.
He says every aspect about it is so particularly ripped from my imagination. Kill Bill is the movie I was born to make.
Aw.
Inglourious Basterds is my masterpiece, but Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is my favorite.
Interesting.
I know. And it's interesting that he doesn't mention Pulp Fiction. Like that to me is the movie. Although actually Kill Bill is just so
I love
great.
Kill Bill too, but when I think about the style in Pulp Fiction, it changed movies that came after it,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
I agree with you. I really feel like movie makers paid attention. Like,
right.
Look at that.
The style, the jumping back and forth and different things that intersect at some point. The walking across the street in front of the guy and then having to run and then they get into he runs to hide and
and then they get caught.
How unfortunate of a hiding spot they
never
find.
Never speak of this again.
All the stuff, like the intersection moment.
We're good.
What the? Okay.
So, in this interview that he was doing here, Tarantino said he wrote the script for the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood follow-up. It's done. It's going to be directed by David Fincher. He was like, that's not going to be my 10th movie. I didn't want to make a sequel for my 10th movie. However, it's going to be a Netflix movie, apparently. Now, Netflix has released stuff into theaters with a quick turnaround where you can get it on Netflix. But and I don't have dates on it or any of that, but it's apparently written. David Fincher has it, and he's going to direct it for Netflix. And he just didn't want his 10th and final film to be a sequel. So, listen, Bob is going to, you know what? The game today is very Vinny biased.
Perfect.
When we pay at 9%. So this is actually not bad that she's going into it with four points.
Watch out, Vincenzo.
I think even with 4 points, you have an edge.
Is it about surfing?
It's not.
Is it about skateboarding?
No, but it's a lot of people that you know. Oh. So I think it's going to be.
All right.
I mean, I'm just guessing here, but I think Vinny might still pull it out even with those 4 points. All right, Vinny, I'm out of time. What's coming up?
I'm going to tease you with a question.
Oh.
Do you care about your legacy? After these.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Boom, 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 boom. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Mm. Wow. Fremont Bank is turning heads as it celebrates 21 years as one of the Bay Area's top corporate philanthropists. Since 1964, this community-driven bank and its foundation have been making a difference, supporting basic needs, education, and so much more. Why do they do it? Because they care. Discover more at FremontBank.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For getting in there with me.
I'm always here for you.
Here's what's happening, everyone, on this fine Monday morning. Mostly sunny skies expected, although in downtown San Francisco, as we broadcast live from Studio 9, there's clouds overhead.
Yeah.
But mostly sunny and 80. I don't know about you, but it was muggy at my house over the weekend, like a whole different weather thing.
Yeah, it was especially Saturday, very warm, even Friday. Right and set, like
weird.
Warm and yeah. And yeah, that had that humidity.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
Mm. Got really windy yesterday.
Oh, at your house?
Yeah. Not down by you. Did you surf yesterday?
I didn't. Mm. It was. I went and looked both days. You know, desperate and hopeful, and to no avail.
I see.
Wasted gas and trip.
Still, you got to see the beautiful ocean.
I did, and I do that every morning. If I weren't working, I would be there every single morning just for that start.
Mm.
And with hope that I'm about to jump in the ocean.
Right.
But I didn't over the weekend, no.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. So here's what's happening. I want to begin with this one because I think it's really interesting as we all struggle here with the new world and Instagram and Facebook and all these super successful people that even a person who is a success can look at the billionaires of the world and go, well, there's, you know, how do you compete with that?
Right. And keeping up with those Joneses.
Some of the people, for example, very smart, accomplished people in tech still are aspiring to be Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg.
Like, sure.
Dude, you're doing great. You're fine.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be the next Jobs.
No, I do.
Right. And that's out there as right. Well. Exactly.
I'm also a genius.
So the question is, do you care about your legacy? Over half of Americans want to leave a mark on the world.
Mm.
And I understand that. I think that I didn't get into radio to leave a mark on the world. And I think that radio, unlike TV, doesn't have, you know, repeats.
Right.
Syndication in a, such a way that you'd right. be like collecting a check down the line.
I'm going to watch all of Seinfeld again.
I'm long retired.
Right.
But I'm still collecting checks on those radio shows. But I think that, in my opinion, is the beauty of radio is we live in people's heads. The yes. shows we've done, they either caught or they didn't.
And they're of the moment.
Right.
You're not going to go back and listen 50 times to, you know, some show that we did.
To me, that's what's cool about radio is right. it's live. It happens. It's out there. And then it's done.
But what one of the things I like about radio and meeting people that listened, like that also love radio, is I love hearing when they say, there was someone that I listened to back in the day. Do you know about this person who was a San Francisco legend? You know, this person, when I was little, I would listen to Dr. Demento, you know, something like that. Something that they listened to on the radio. Like, I actually think that that's sort of cool. But from a legacy standpoint, I feel like I want to leave the place as good or better than I got there. You know what I mean? Like when, you know, there's a lot of facets, I feel, to everybody's life. And radio, totally important. It's a huge chunk of my life. And it's important to me that, you know, it would be great if people said that to them. Oh, we used to listen to the Sarah and Vinny show back
Absolutely.
In the day. I think that's great. But I also, sometimes it's why I garden. I'm like, someday this tree is going to be 60 years old. No one will know I planted it. But it's going to be huge and beautiful. And in the fall, when all the leaves turn red, they're going to appreciate that. That would be like, it's not, I don't get the credit for it, but it continues to put beauty into the world.
You know what's interesting about that?
What?
That I have never thought that in my life. Nothing about planting a plant or a tree has ever occurred to me as part of a legacy. But, and I never thought this until it happened, your kids are also your legacy.
Yes.
That's yep. a very big part of what you're leaving behind when you move on to heaven, which I know you and I will both do someday.
Oh, yeah. Meet you there.
Right. High five.
I might be partying in hell, but...
nah, you're going to...
Very
you're
bad
fine.
Thoughts. Very bad no. thoughts all the time.
Well, that's true. You yeah. are...
I'm dark inside.
Something else. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, my point being that, you know, I think that most people, there's a point where they go, my kids are my legacy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to, you know... work away like a good little worker bee.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pay my taxes like a good little American. But that's what everybody does.
Yeah.
And that's not going to stand out. But your kid, if you've put your energy into them and you've tried your hardest, you hope that they will go out and maybe they'll make a mark in the world or
right.
keep your family name alive or
yeah,
whatever.
I see that. I feel like, though, I don't really, I don't know. It's almost like a legacy, something that you leave to them. I don't know that I think of them that way because plenty of people do their best, are good people and try real hard and their kids just a waste product. You know?
Well, I guess where my head is that I'm putting in this energy
thing.
So I don't have a Hassan that's a waste product in the world. My hope is they're not waste products.
Well,
that's my
that
point.
Too. Of course.
But I do... Look, in general, yeah, radio will be my legacy, and it lives in each individual head right. as what they think of our show and how they'll remember us, and
right.
and it won't have, there won't be repeats on TV forever.
Right.
So it's just, be. It lives in each person's
but
mind.
But I do like the feeling, because I'm sure that's happened to you too, like people will reference a radio show that they really like or something mm-hmm. that was influential to them, a person or a show, and I feel like I hope that someday someone saying that about us to who, you know, to Bob. Bob's, you know, will be out there in the world. She's a big famous DJ now.
Oh, I know those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, they weren't that great.
Meh.
Meh.
A new survey of 2,000 Americans reveals that while 54% of Americans want to leave a mark on the world, 80% care far more about the impression they make on their loved ones.
Mm. It is really the most important thing. Like,
that's what I'm saying with your kid. I do think that you're... And
it's all about the people you love.
People are doing a better job with their kids than ever. Maybe too good. The pressure is real.
Mm.
You find yourself going, oh my God. Like the party my wife threw for Edie, who's 7.
That's a big birthday.
It was a great party. Everybody had fun, but I was sitting there going, "Oh my gosh, we're laying." She pulled out the serving trays with the little, what do they call those little burners?
The little Bunsen burners. Yeah, over there.
She's serving up food for 30. At some point, it was like, you know, the neighborhood kid came by to see if anyone could play, and I'm like, "Come on in and grab some food while you're at it." Like,
what'd you guys have to eat?
She went to one of the local taquerias and got carne asada and chicken and
rice and beans,
guacamole and rice and refried beans, all in heated trays, which kids don't care about. But it was fine. All the grown-ups, and there was beer and wine, and the hot tub was bubbling.
All right,
the kids were in there. It was an all-day event. I went to bed long before that party was over.
Oh.
Long before.
Really?
Oh, my God. Oh, my wife with her friends and all her people, and the wine starts happening, and the what do you call those fires out in the, not a real fire, but a fake fire in the backyard.
Fire pit.
Mm. They're all gathered around having drinks and, you
singing?
Know, got sweatshirts on. No, there was no guitar. Mm. You know, they missed Guitar John.
That's too bad.
And Sarah, who would have made sure, this isn't a party until we sing.
That's right. Everybody get your phone out. Let's get the lyrics going.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Anyway, many people believe when it comes to aging, love wins over legacy every time. And so their most important impression they leave behind is with their loved ones. Mm. That wins. I do think Legacy's cool, though. I can see, if you're able.
Yeah.
The best legacy you could possibly ever leave, in my opinion, and I have none to leave, but if you can make art that lasts, in my opinion, it's music, but then anything.
Yeah.
Paintings, drawings, whatever. Film, TV, whatever you're able to leave behind, that will actually live long. Like Led Zeppelin will be listened to by
the Beatles,
her kids.
Sure. No, absolutely.
The Beatles, the original sort of start of music.
Yeah. I think about that with like classical music and stuff, like, you know, who you we would never know Mozart if he hadn't like written profuse amounts of music. And it's, I've wondered to myself, 200 years from now, is the classic Led Zeppelin or Pink Floyd or, you know, whatever, like those, because they spawned all these imitators, et cetera. Like, will those be considered, like, will is that what people will listen to on the classic station?
Oh, interesting. I've never thought about it that way, but yeah, I think so.
Mm. I mean, there'll be, right, well, there's still, I guess those are all sort of lumped into like a classic rock box, so maybe there'll be like classical, classic rock.
Sure.
It'll be classic EDM.
I just think that music is one of those, if you can get a song into the world, yeah, into the that just becomes,
even if you only get one,
it lives long beyond you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very cool, in my opinion. Next story.
Okay.
Evening exercise could help you sleep longer. I read the news every day.
Yes.
All over the different sources. I in fact, sometimes you might go, he barely read that story. He doesn't even know. I'm reading a million stories each morning to try and find the best ones to present. Sometimes I don't have time to fully absorb them, but that's, and so what I see often, we are a country of insomniacs. That is one of the main things I get from
yes.
all my internet searches, all the news I read.
Yes.
Everyone's looking for that help come bedtime. How do I unclench and get a good night's sleep? A study from it doesn't matter what university, they say doing some light exercise before bed can help you sleep longer into the next day. All you have to do is pick some simple moves, chair squats, calf raises, standing knee lifts, and do them every 30 minutes for 4 hours before bed.
Oh, right. Just like do a set?
Mm-hmm. I think even just going for an evening walk, and that's just me, that's not in the study, but just something that helps you clear your head, breathe deeply, it can help. You're certainly not going to be busy all the way up to the bell bedtime.
No.
And then somehow go, all right, I'm going to just be able to fall right asleep. Yeah. That's crazy talk.
I feel like the thing with exercise, and it sounds like these are light sets of things that you could, you know, they take 2 seconds to do. But exercising before bed, if anything, that gets my heart pumping. I'm much more awake if I'm exercising and do, like, to me, sitting down on the couch watching TV,
that helps you get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm a crappy sleeper now. I used to be an awesome sleeper. Now I'm just, although I did sleep last night, which is crazy for a Sunday. Crazy.
You did?
I did. I think I was asleep by 8 o'clock last night.
Man, look at you. Look at you go.
Can't believe it.
On average, participants in the study who moved around in the evening slept 27 minutes more than when they stayed glued to the couch.
Oh.
They went to bed at the same time, but woke up later due to these little exercise sets that they're doing leading into bedtime.
You know, the thing about this particular study, though, in a way, is that most of us don't have the luxury of sleeping later in the morning. Like, you have to get up when you have to get up. So mm-hmm. I don't know that this is necessarily, or am I going to be 27 minutes tireder?
They say you should avoid heavy exercise before bed because that can raise your body temperature and heart rate. So you've got to keep it light. That's one of the things that I have often found in movies where I just can't relate, where they do it, you know, the people in the movie, and then they fall right asleep.
Yeah.
Like, that gets my heart. I'm amped. I'm into it. I'm like, oh, man, I'm wide awake
now. This is
now.
Exciting.
This was the most fun thing I've done all day.
I'm going to go clean the kitchen.
You want me to just run, like, and the guy rolls over and the...
Right.
What? Like, that's suddenly, like, that's
you
the thing?
You never do that just to get yourself to sleep?
That's totally different.
Mm. Why?
Because I don't, I'm not...
So you do.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying I there's not a, the same effort involved.
Yeah, that's
true. I'm
over
here, I'm down there, I'm up here. I gotta...
Still crazy after all these years.
I gotta, you know, put some energy into this. This is how I get my ab exercises, and I really gotta... And I'm hoping she wants to stay. Mm. So I really would like a, you know, a good customer service rating at the end of that.
Five stars, please.
You know, please smash that subscribe button.
Spin the iPad around asking for a tip. Just going to ask you one quick question.
Exactly, Bob. You hear me. You got me.
Finger on the pulse. I don't like you sitting there. I have to turn my head too far. I usually could just flick my eyes to her.
Oh, because she's normally there.
Right there.
Well, Maddie is not on the show.
No, no. He's the king of the podcast world, everyone. If you want a podcast, talk to Maddie.
Don't get him more work. We don't need him leaving more often.
Just saying. He knows what he's doing.
This is a bummer. It's sad news for us to end on, but I do have a couple more minutes, so I'll go here.
All right.
Well, first of all, that's good news. School's back. Oh, God. Thank God, everyone. My kids go back Thursday. I hope yours are already back.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. A middle school teacher in Spring Hill, Florida is facing charges after he apparently got drunk between classes and crashed his car into a fence in the school's parking lot.
Oh.
A campus police officer found a 32-year-old English teacher passed out behind the wheel with his car still in gear. It happened at lunchtime on the second day of the school year. My guess is...
That's a bad start.
He unfortunately spent the summer drinking and couldn't get it back in the bottle, as they say. Or
maybe after all that time off, he was like, I hate kids.
I don't know, but...
how am I going to do this? Not another year. He's only 32. Like, that feels a little early for a burnout.
At first, they thought it was a medical issue, but then they saw all the single-serving alcohol bottles in the car next to him.
Oh, like little airplane bottles?
Looks like it.
Oh.
They say he absolutely smelled like booze, but refused a blood test.
Oh. I think it's if you decline a breathalyzer, they're still going to get your blood alcohol, but they'll do it at the hospital. But then don't you, isn't that like an automatic suspension?
I think that I don't know his history and I don't even know what the rules are today. I haven't had a drink in 21 years and don't want one. Mm. Ever.
So glad to hear
again.
That. Yes.
But I will say that I don't think you're allowed to refuse or you automatically lose your license.
Yeah.
So that's just a reality of having a driver's license is you have opened yourself up.
You will take a breathalyzer or you will not have a license.
Right. Got it. I'm pretty sure that's where that's headed, but he's going to lose his job and more. He needs to go to rehab.
He needs
Safe
something
to say.
Yeah, that is 2 days into the school year. That's
several people left comments on the police Facebook post saying he's an excellent teacher.
Oh,
so the hope is he gets the help he needs. They charged him with driving under the influence and they say he also had a DUI back in 2014.
Oh.
So this has been an ongoing struggle. So I will pray for this guy as I do all my fellows.
Mm.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, first of all, I want to say we just got a text from Jane saying that there's some kind of Taylor Swift countdown. So we're going to find out what's going on with that. But you can't believe what the Taylor Swift Easter egg hunters have deduced. Or maybe you can believe it. Like, it's actually really incredibly amazing. I'll tell you after this.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAFGiving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.